Okay, thank you. We are now, we're going back on the record. We've finished our closed session, and now we'll continue our discussion relative to the Gardner matter. You've had a lot of discussion. You're welcome to be somewhere close. Clearly, we did not take a vote in the closed session. We just wanted to bring it back and have a discussion and kind of indicate or make a decision about what we want to do.
So can I just, do you mind just going over one more time the consideration for the amount that is to be paid within 30 days and why it wouldn't be higher than the current amount?
Yeah, so ultimately, you know, this has been an issue of talks and discussions behind the scenes, and you know, his ability to pay, and so that's the amount we were able to pay.
Which?
So paragraph 51 is the civil penalty. So the way I tried to structure it was that we had a $25,000 fine, as well as full discordant of commission, but I wanted to give him some incentive to pay him, so that's where the
not what it used to be, of where we have approved fines and as far as discouragement goes, where it's been less than what their commissions have been?
Yes. That's
a ton, a lot of them.
It occurs on occasion, and it's, as most things, very unique on a case-by-case basis. Specific to Woodbridge, I can tell you prior cases like Blake Young and Austin Rott, the disgorgement was a different amount than full disgorgement. Those folks paid their full commissions back to Utah individuals, and sometimes in one of those cases, they paid a portion of the principal, which the agent never received. But in other instances, they didn't pay the full commission back, and we respected the amount that they settled with the receiver.
But that's settling with the receiver. That has nothing to do with, as far as what our responsibilities were to the citizens here, that we got full amount back.
Yes, another case, very similar conduct, or same, I guess, fraud-related, would be the Devin Larkins matter. That did not require full disgorgement.
Do you remember?
Of where? Commissions?
Of commissions, it
did not.
Do
you remember where we came to on that?
It was about $75,000 of $110,000.
Okay, so like
70%.
70%?
I think it was 60, wasn't it, in the end?
I'm not sure.
60,000
to be exact.
Of 110.
There was probably a fine in there too. So maybe that's. I remember the total amount was 110, and it may very well be that my thinking also includes a fine in addition to.
So is it unique that this amount would be paid in the 30 days versus those others where it was a higher amount but it was able to be paid over a longer period of time, whereas this one's not quite that percentage, but it's paid quickly?
Yes. This is a lot. I'm sorry. This seems to be a lot of money paid in a very short time. A lot of the times when we have people paying six figures, it's over 2 to 3 years
right.
to get, and even $50,000 sometimes. And we do look at their financial situation, have them fill out balance sheets to show us what their income is, things of that nature, which I think you guys looked at here.
Well, that's a critical part of where we wanted to know the source of the funds to ensure he's not out engaging in some other kind of misconduct.
So as you looked at his financial information, how much equity does he have in his home?
This is about it.
And I will also add something that is unique to this settlement compared to others that I've seen is that this portion amount is going to go directly to the division, and then we're going to give it to our friendly investors that have helped us. The ones I've seen in the past, the money is either gone to the trustee or the receiver, and then from there, yes, it's dispersed to all of the clients and the victims. So this way we'll be able to get more for the people who did help us.
Yeah, I'm just not sure that feels like a positive to me. Because it seems to me that an investor with a loss is an investor with a loss.
And some people refuse to help, is that right?
There was really only one that once we were going to go to trial, she decided to want anything to do with it, but
One of the 12? One of the 40?
13, if we would have had her. So
she lost out on $10,000 by making that decision if this got approved, or $7,000 or something, right?
Yeah, and I think we should incentivize people to help us bring that case forward.
Yeah. It seems interesting to me that the division probably approached the negotiations with the defendant from the standpoint of trying to recover as much as possible, and probably with the starting place, if we can get all the disgorgement and they've got it, we're going for it. And now you've negotiated the best you can, and now you're having to sell it to us that this was a good thing. And we're having some of the same things you probably went through as you came to this conclusion. I may be wrong, but I'm seeing some nodding heads, so that may be right. But we're struggling with that. We feel like we don't like to have anybody profit, if you will, from bad conduct, and they ought to disgorge their commissions. I think we all are in consensus on that. It's just what's the best result we can get here, and what's the right message to send. And we may come down to different places on that, whether we're supportive here. If we were to not support this today, or we couldn't come to a majority vote because we have a 4-person commission and not a 5, what happens? What goes from here?
From here, I would notify the respondents council, and then we would need to reschedule the 2-day hearing.
Okay.
If we said we wanted the commission to, or that you to go negotiate for more, to offer that collecting more, that we would be happy with, let's say 60% of the $365,000 that he collected instead of 30%, would that be an option, or would it still have to go to an attorney? To a court.
That was on the record, I would definitely tell them. Obviously, if the settlement gets rejected, some of the commissioners didn't think it was enough. So I would definitely voice that to the opposing council.
He's
not here. I hate to speak on his behalf.
Sure. Well, as we said, not enough. In terms of disgorgement, it's not the full amount. That's not enough. That is the message. And you certainly can convey that to whenever. In this case or any other case, that's really what we're striving for. We don't want people to benefit from that. But yeah, what happens from here, what we do from here. The other alternative, what would happen if we tabled this today and took it up again at the next meeting where we will actually have a full board? Does that, you mentioned something about the motivation being a pending criminal case. Does anything happen in that case in the next couple of months that would be adversely impacted by this?
So this case doesn't have a parallel criminal action.
This doesn't, okay.
This one is solely administrative action. And so I think we would just need to, if you want to consider it further, then we would need to, I'd have to discuss that with the opposing counsel. We'd have to basically stay in the case, maybe, is what I'm thinking, until the...
Yeah, we would probably just vote to table it today and with the direction that we'd consider it at the next meeting, whatever procedurally that means for you. Okay, we may have some input from counsel that you...
I'm Attorney General's Office. I'm co-counsel with Mr. Gillis. I wonder if we could just take a moment and speak for final recommendation.
That'd be great. Let's pause the proceedings for a moment, and we'll recommence in just a moment.
Hold on.